my name is Elizabeth Rohde. I'm 18 years old. Today is November 24th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Steve Rohde, who is my dad, and we're recording this interview near Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. So, first I want to ask you about growing up with your mom working at a daycare that she created. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. My parents moved to Southern California in the 1950s. It was the middle of the 1950s when they moved there, and California was attracting a lot of people from the Midwest, which was where my parents were from. They had met in college at the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, and they drove the station wagon across the country all the way to California and started a business, and the business was a nursery school, as they were called back then. My mother had a master's degree in early childhood education, and she was all fired up to start a nursery school.
That must have been fun as a kid to have your parent a teacher of kids.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I wasn't born when they moved out to Los Angeles. I was born a couple of years later, and at that point, they'd been running the nursery school for a few years, and they integrated me into school. We lived up on the second floor of the building, and the nursery school was on the first floor. It was a rather large building with a separate apartment upstairs.
Oh, you lived above the building?
We did.
I didn't know that. That's cool. Do you remember the name of the nursery?
It was the Silver Lake Nursery School.
That's nice. Do you know if it's still in existence?
It is not. I've been back, and it is no longer there. The Silver Lake neighborhood is one of the inner city neighborhoods of Los Angeles, and it's very close to downtown Los Angeles. And downtown LA has, over the years, had some economic and social struggles, and then also gentrification. So the neighborhood has changed an awful lot since we were there back in the 1950s.
When were you last back to visit?
Well, I went to Los Angeles when my father passed away in 2005, and I took my relatives. There were a couple dozen of them there. I loaded them into a few cars, and the ones who were interested, and we went and visited all the places that the Rohde family had lived while we were in the L.A. area. So first we visited the old site of the Silver Lake Nursery School, and then we visited the two different houses that we lived in Burbank, California, which was a separate city just slightly north of Los Angeles in the San Fernando Valley. And then finally we visited the last house that I lived in, which was in Tarzana, which was a suburb of Los Angeles at the other end, the western end of the San Fernando Valley. And Tarzana is a funny place. It got its name because they used to shoot Tarzan movies there.
Oh, that makes sense. Why isn't there Janezana? See, they need to be equal at this. Come on, guys.
Well, I assume that 100 years ago when they were shooting movies, well, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but almost 100 years ago, they were a little bit sexist in Hollywood. They probably still are.
We don't talk about that.
No. And
I shouldn't be laughing.
Yeah. And the funny thing about growing up in Los Angeles is that if someone works in the film industry, they don't say, I work in the film industry. They just say, I work in the industry. And it's assumed that the industry means the film industry or the movie industry.
Is that like a regional thing? Because if I felt like I work in the industry back in Oregon, they'd be like, so you cut down trees? Like,
that's right. Yeah.
Like, is it a regional thing?
It's very much a regional thing. So probably every big city or region has its, its large industry that people will use verbal shortcuts for. Like in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley's big, and if someone said they worked in the industry, it would probably be the tech industry there. And San Francisco is a funny example too, because people who live in San Francisco don't even say, I live in San Francisco. They say, I live in the city. I learned that when I was in college. I went to college in UC Davis, which is about an hour east of the San Francisco Bay Area. And I would go into San Francisco occasionally because I had friends from college who went there, and they'd always say, hey, you want to go to the city? They wouldn't
the
say,
city.
That's right. They wouldn't say, let's go to San Francisco.
There's
they'd
only
say,
one city.
They'd say, let's go to the city.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Fine. Maria lives now.
That's right. That's where my sister Rita lives. So Rita grew up in Southern California with me as well. And she went to college at UC Santa Cruz, which is a sort of the south end of the Bay Area. And she stayed. She she eventually moved into the city, and that's where she lives
the
right
city.
Now.
Now from now on, I'm going to reference it as the city. Sounds like they need, like, that signal to, like, blare out from the sky, like, the city. I don't know. It seems very... fitting for San Francisco. You and Rita, huh?
Yeah, me and Rita. So although I went to college down there, I didn't stay in California after college. I headed north to Oregon, and first I was in Salem, which is the capital of Oregon, and then I moved to, after about a year in Salem, I moved up to the Portland area, and I lived in Portland for 20 years, and towards the end of that 20-year time frame, something happened.
Oh, no, is it me?
You, yes, you were born.
Oh, no, tragedy strikes again.
And your mother and I talked about it, and we decided, you know, raising a child in Portland is okay, but, you know, all the kids that we've seen grow up in Portland, they're city kids, and they like to go to the mall, and they don't like,
like to go to the mall.
They don't like to get out and ride their bikes and hike and ski. And at that point, we were spending a lot of time in Bend in Central Oregon, which is a much more outdoorsy town. And so when you were 3 years old, we packed up and moved over to Bend. Now, at this point, we've been in Bend for 15 years.
And I was stuck there forever until I ran away to the East Coast.
You
and
did.
I said, so long, suckers, and I got on. No, that just was not what happened. But
no, you didn't say so long, suckers. But, you know, you basically...
I think I said, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you basically did the same thing that Rita and I did. We both left Southern California. We left the Los Angeles area when we were 18 years old, and we went north. And you know, I went to Davis, and she went to Santa Cruz, and then I kept going north after that. So you headed east instead of north.
I was just trying to make a statement, you know. I don't know what statement I was trying to make. That's why I'm still figuring that out.
Yeah, you'll figure it out one of these days.
Sorry.
So anything else you want to ask?
I have so many questions. Like, what's the mean of the universe? I'm sure you can answer.
I think it's 47, if I remember.
That's the answer to the universe.
Or maybe it's 42.
Wait, that's the answer to the universe?
Well, sure.
It's just a number?
It is just a number. Yeah, you have to read the book.
What book?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. I have not read that.
Yeah, it's got the answer in it. It's in the 40s. It's either 42 or 47.
There's an answer.
Yes.
That's beautiful. I need to read this book. Oh, that darn TV, it distracted me from all this reading I gotta do. There's so many galaxies to explore.
But in the meantime, we can talk. You can ask me some more questions.
Ah, questions. What a stickler. Always following the rules. No, I'm kidding. I'm the one who asked this interview. We have to go to questions. Yeah. Okay. the view into Ben and Steve talking. Third person reference, it is a thing. Okay.
Well, should we go back to the nursery school where we started? And
oh, yeah.
I can tell you about the funny thing. In retrospect, it's funny, but
at the time,
it wasn't so funny.
Yeah, that kid, revenge. Okay, give some backstory to our little interview here.
Okay, so when I was born, as I said, my parents were running a nursery school, and I was living upstairs, and during the day when the nursery school kids were there, I would be downstairs in a crib, and there was an assistant teacher who one of her tasks was keeping an eye on me in the crib when my mom was busy teaching classes. So there we were one day, and apparently there was a boy in the nursery school who was somewhere around 4 years old, and he had a new baby brother, and he was not at all happy about having a new baby brother. And the way we found this out was he crawled into the crib, or climbed into the crib with me, and the assistant teacher saw him in there with his hands on my neck. And so the assistant teacher ran into the next room to tell my mother, Mrs. Rohde, Mrs. Rohde, there's a boy strangling Stephen in his crib.
She doesn't want to help you, just leaves you to go get your mom.
Well, I'm not sure why she did that instead of intervening herself. But at any rate, my mother said, here, take over the class. And my mom came in and pried the little boy's hands off my neck and talked him down from whatever whatever anger he was experiencing, and I was okay. He didn't succeed in choking me, and in retrospect, it's totally understandable. You know,
he did stay at the nursery.
As far as I know, he did stay at the nursery, but it's totally understandable. You know, he was jealous. His parents were giving all their attention to the new baby brother, and I was a convenient substitute to take his anger out on.
And then Rita showed up, and then you got to strangle her. No, I'm kidding.
Well, Rita's 4 years younger than me, and by the time she was born, we had moved out of the nursery school. My mom had sold the business to someone else, and my dad had started an architectural business, which is what he had studied in college. And so we were in a different house in Burbank by the time my sister was born.
Oh, so you didn't get to use that same downstairs floor for fighting each other. That's a bummer.
No, we didn't. Then I don't really remember the nursery school because it was really only the first 2 years of my life. I do remember that second house in Burbank, though. That was a great house, and when my sister came along, I made it a point not to strangle her because I thought she was pretty great, really.
Oh, so siblings can get along, that's the thing. Oh. See, I'm an only child here due to parents who didn't have another child because they just wanted me to be alone forever.
There was that, but the real reason is that I was 43 and your mom was 41 when you were born, and we thought, oh yeah, we'll have a second child in about a year. And when the year rolled around, we looked at each other and said, we're too tired to have another child. This one is wearing us out.
Details. I could have had a playmate.
You could have.
We got to look at this like an opportunity to adopt me a small, adorable sibling now. It would be great.
Except you're not at home anymore. You're in college.
And I don't like kids.
You don't like kids. But you've got all sorts of sisters in the dorms at college now.
They can just beat me up, all my sisters on my floor. No, they don't do that. They're all very nice. They're very sisterly. It's great. Me and my roommate, we get along really well. And she's like the sister I never had. It's lovely. But I imagine having a real sibling would have been great.
It would have been great. But you've come full circle, and now you're in college just like your mom and I were all those years ago, 43 years ago for me. And I hope you enjoy it. So thanks for the interview.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to... what's it called? Like when people sign off this interview. I think when they're in space, they talk to Houston. So, good night, Houston. Thank you for listening, phone. And done.
Okay.